Animal Transport Ordinance. EU Parliament makes no progress on animal transport rules. Von Fleischwirtschaft.de und Age. Vom, the 16th of March 2026. Brussels, Strasbourg. The planned revision of the EU animal transport regulation is stuck in the parliamentary process. Several political groups in the European Parliament are currently waiting for a position from the member states before taking any further steps. Negotiations in the European Parliament on a common position on the EU Commission's proposals for the animal transport regulation are largely on hold. Various parliamentary circles report to AgriEurope that it has currently only been agreed to wait for the position of the member states. The background: the two co-rapporteurs, EP politician Daniel Buda from the Agriculture Committee, Agri, and Green politician Tilly Metz from the Transport Committee, have made no presentable progress since the talks began. While Buda from Romania would prefer to maintain the status quo and is unwilling to compromise, Metz from Luxembourg, who is well known among animal rights activists, is pushing for more far-reaching changes. In the meantime, more and more voices in Parliament, including from the EP group, are accusing Buda in particular of taking too rigid a stance. Meanwhile, individual MEPs have accused Metz of being too progressive. No progress visible in the Council either. However, the way forward in the Council also seems to be up in the air. A spokesperson for the Cypriot Council presidency explained in response to an inquiry that the aim is to make as much progress as possible in the remaining months. One sticking point is the export ban on live animals to third countries, which some are calling for. At the same time, the question remains as to whether and when the EU Commission will submit further legislative proposals on animal welfare. According to Brussels circles, a strategy paper is expected in early summer. However, this does not seem certain either. At the Agriculture Council in January, a number of agriculture ministers called on the EU Commission to take action. In the opinion of many, including those from the livestock sector itself, the responsible health commissioner Oliver Varhelyi seems rather disinterested. Last year, however, the commission announced new legislative proposals through calls for consultation. Varhelyi's predecessor Stella Kyriakides had initially held out the prospect of an end to cage farming in the EU on several occasions. As is well known, nothing came of this. At the end of 2023, only the proposal to revise the animal transport regulation was presented.